Man admits punish a Muslim day letters, also posted white powder to the Queen, claimed Allah is great. By Liam Deacon on October 15, 2018. A council worker who sent out punish a Muslim day letters and threatening notes to the Queen and Prime Minister could face life in jail after admitting 15 offences at the Old Bailey. David Parnham, 35, also wrote about his admiration for American mass murderer Dylan Roof, who killed 9 black people at a church in Charleston, South Carolina. One deranged letter to former Tory leader David Cameron declared, "Allah is great," Lincolnshire Live reports. Other letters, also posted out last year, were sent to a series of addresses on the University of Sheffield campus calling on recipients to exterminate Jews, pigs, N-ers, gypsies, and Mexicans. The letters contained ideas on how to kill people and an offer to make a donation of £100 to charity for each death. The letters made national headlines in the United Kingdom for weeks, prompting claims of a rise in Islamophobia and hate crimes, with some commentators linking the notes to Brexit. The letters to Theresa May and the Queen contained white powder, which was treated as a terror threat, as well as the words, "The clowns are coming for you," the court heard. Glad to see this individual is being brought to justice. Hate crime has absolutely no place in British society, and I will not tolerate those who spread fear and sow division. Sajid Javid, at Sage Javid, October 13, 2018. In a letter to Berkeley Street Mosque in Hull, Northern England, was a drawing of a sword with a Nazi swastika on it severing someone's head. It also contained the words, "You are going to be slaughtered very soon," and was signed off from the Muslim slayer. Parnham has been remanded in custody until a hearing on November 23 to decide when he will be sentenced. Sajid Javid, the Home Secretary, commented on the case over the weekend. He wrote on Twitter, "Glad to see this individual is being brought to justice. Hate crime has absolutely no place in British society, and I will not tolerate those who spread fear and sow division." Tory Lord Ahmad of Wimbledon, who was sent a letter, added, "Anti-Muslim hatred or any form of religious or hate crime has no place in our great country. We need to work together to ensure those who peddle hate and incite violence are dealt with the full force of the law."